Nationally known conservative Paul Ryrick questions why the African American candidate running for Wisconsin's 2nd congressional seat is getting a cold shoulder instead of cold hard cash from the GOP. In an online essay for the Free Congress Foundation, which he heads, Ryrick says racism may play a role. Ron Greer's campaign spokesperson refused to pinpoint that as a reason, but Dan Breed says they hope the Republican National Party will still give candidate Greer money or campaign assistance.
We have the unique race here that pits a minority candidate in the Republican Party, one of three in all of the nation. And the Republican Party is saying that they want minority candidates to be a part of the party. Here we have the case in Ron Greer.
The state Republican Party has not given money to Greer either. According to the Federal Elections Commission, Greer's campaign coffers were in the red just prior to the Republican primary, in which Greer beat Phil Alfonsi. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin had nearly $500,000 in her campaign chest as of August 31st. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.